The smell of sweet smoke wafted through the bedroom, clouding my senses with its rich aroma. You had lit the candles earlier, and they provided such a gentle warmth, you decided to keep them burning. They lay scattered, like the pillars of some long-lost romantic ruin, keeping sacred vigil over their most precious treasures, two lovers, entwined amongst a pool of silken sheets. Gently you lay upon my stomach, arms folded on my ribs, your face resting on your wrists. Your teeth playfully bite your lower lip, the excitement of having me underneath you all too telling in the gleam of your eye. The nail of your index finger delicately traces my red and puffy nipple, saliva slick and glistening in the moonlight. The delightful aftermath of having your mouth lavishing it with attention. I moan low in my throat as your breath ghosts over them, and you tug my piercing with the tip of your finger, causing my back to arch. Fuck. I love it when you pull them like that. A chuckle rumbles low in the back of your throat. A coy smile at the corner of your mouth. You really are enjoying yourself. Enjoying me at your mercy. These moments are rare. My desire for submission does not come often, and like love, owes its value to its rarity. Though something about you makes me feel safe, secure, sexy. I submerge myself in you. I arch my back again, feeling your heartbeat vibrate through my ears like an echo in a church. You love to watch me squirm. Oh, I can get you to do way more than that, my precious pet. Fuck. Your praise and playful threat send a shiver down my spine and my cunt clenches in anticipation. You smile into my skin as you kiss my stomach. Your hands now fully cupping and squeezing my breasts, your lips leaving black smudged lipstick over my skin, like an artist's well-placed brushstroke. God, your lips are so fucking soft. Your mouth trails lower, and a high-pitched whine leaves my lips as your tongue licks a stripe down to my cunt. I haven't shaved in months, but you don't seem to mind. Your hand splays itself across my curls, rubbing gently as your lips mark my thighs black with their kiss. I can't help myself from moaning as your mouth continues its hungry exploration of my body, your teeth biting and tugging the flesh of my thighs into your mouth. God, you're such a good girl for me, aren't you, mon amour? The words drip out of your mouth like the world's sweetest honey, and my response is breathless and thick with desire. Oui, mon amour, sauvage. I can feel you groan against my thigh, your teeth biting desperately into my flesh, hungry for a taste. And I can feel myself dripping in anticipation. God, I want you so badly. I whine and roll my hips in desperation. But you only chuckle and dig your nails into my hips. The message is clear. Be patient. Let me worship you a bit longer. God, you love to tease me so. To have me at your mercy and hear me beg. You would have me believe you to be a faithful disciple, worshiping at their God's altar. Though many would say that such a divinity was wasted on us. Your gentle, smudge-stained kiss is the only prayer I have ever known to be true. Your breathy pants and moans are the only gospel I want to hear. And the heat of your skin is the only heaven I want to embrace. I freely give myself to you, and in return, you worship at me. You so transparently revel in my submission. Delightful. Exquisite. Lust-spiced and all-consuming. Your hunger for it wanes, but never ceases. Your hands push my thighs open, and your tongue licks an agonizingly slow stripe up to my clit, gathering up my juices for you to taste. Fuck. You look positively feral. My essence drips from your tongue, mixed with your saliva. The excess you can't swallow spills onto my stomach, and you are quick to lick that up too. You taste divine, mon chéri. You purr in sheer bliss, your tongue licking the last drops off your lips, savoring my taste like the finest wine you have ever had. My heart beats wildly in my chest at the sight, and it takes all the strength I possess not to roll my hips and chase your tongue as it retreats into your mouth. You glance at me, knowingly. Your finger traces around my clit lazily. You lean down and gently suck, and I can feel myself throb in your mouth. You chuckle. Aw, impatient today, aren't we? I whine desperately. Please. You practically purr in satisfaction at my begging and lick my clit as a reward. But you are a hungry woman. And as I have learned, once is never enough. Please what, mon amour? You torture me with another slow lick, and my last bit of control crumbles into a thick pool of bliss. Please, mon chéri, fuck me. Your teeth peek through your lips as you smile widely. You practically purr in satisfaction as you gently kiss my hip. Such a good girl, my sweet. Good girl. You moan the words sinfully slow before finally parting my folds and licking me from my entrance all the way to the tip of my clit. And this time you don't stop. White, hot fire licks up my spine and I moan, gripping the sheets tightly. You continue licking and sucking in a lust-drunk haze, moaning at my taste as it coats your tongue. Your sounds of pleasure vibrate through me as I writhe desperately under your touch. Only you can do this to me. Only you can make me feel such bliss. Held bound in your pleasure-filled agony, I can't help myself. When my hands run through your hair and my thighs squeeze around your head, I am desperately trying to be gentle, rubbing your scalp in praise and gently cupping your jaw. Your eyes drift open and gaze hungrily into mine. A moment later, your hands leave their gentle hold on my hips to wrap tightly around my thighs, your nails leaving crescent moon marks as they dig into my skin. Until I met you, never had I witnessed such an adulterated hunger. Never had I known such a beast as lust to be so gentle in its devouring of prey. Your tongue moves with such intent that if it were possible to devour me without harm, I have no doubt that you would. Your eyes drift shut again, consumed once more by your tongue's devotion. And with your renewed vigor, I am blind to all else but you and the pleasure that you bring me. Unrelenting, unending, unceasing. The throb of my heart is all I hear as it reaches a staccato rhythm. The vibrations pounding in my chest like a bird desperately trying to free itself from the cage of my ribs. Faster, and faster, till all I think and feel becomes tangled in a bound of this one singular sound. For what feels like an eternity, I am suspended weightless in a black ocean of bliss, drowned in you, wholly and completely, with an absolute silence of the most impenetrable kind. Sheer bliss. Eventually, the beat of my heart slows, becoming a soft drum in my ear, the simple ruffling of feathers instead of furious flapping. I breathe deeply and listen. Though faint at first, I hear your heartbeat once more. Constant rhythmic drumming I shall never tire of. For a moment, I cannot tell where you end and I begin. Your hands are warm upon my stomach. Your kiss is gentle on my neck. Your breath is calming against my ear. Your kiss is a sweet devotion upon my lips. I can taste the slickness of my orgasm on your tongue, and the daze in your eyes confirms your hunger has once again retreated back into the depths of your heart. You nuzzle your head underneath my chin, planting sweet and gentle kisses upon my throat and neck. You trace my lip-stained flesh with your fingers. Your tongue gently lavishes each bite you have marked upon me with affection. You shower me with soft touches and words of infant gentleness. And I kiss your eyelids and entwine my long legs with yours. We lay here, lovers entwined, redefining the edges of our civility and humanity, with warm hands tracing collarbones and breathing sweet whispers into each other's skin, writing our love on each other's body like sacred spells of protection. Our lips are molten wax, sealing a love letter in a glass jar, preserved forever amidst the shiftless oceans of time.